Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 27 tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Mahikeng 28, Skukuza up to 31. The case against two suspects arrested for fraud at Steinhoff has been postponed to the 30th of May this year for pre-trial. The two men from Alberton appeared in the Pretoria Specialized Commercial Crimes Court, where they were granted 150,000 rand bail each. The accused former Steinhoff executives allegedly created false transactions worth 6.5 billion euro, impacting the Johannesburg and Frankfurt stock exchanges. Here's the MPA spokesperson Lumka Manjana.
The two told the court that they intend to plead not guilty to the offences and asked to be released on bail. The state did not oppose their release on bail, however, asked the court to impose stringent bail conditions.
On that story on jackarandfm.com, click on news. Moving to Johannesburg, repairs to Lilian Ngoyi Street, previously known as Breer Street in Johannesburg, is only at 15%. So after an underground methane gas explosion in 2023, there was a setback which is ascribed to a legal dispute with the initial contractor. There's now another one who's been appointed. Lebohang Dashe was there when Johannesburg Speaker Nombuhle Mthembu visited the site.
It's been 2 years since a gas explosion ripped through the roadway, killing one person and injuring 40 others, yet progress remains slow.
When you play an oversight role, you are here to represent the residents. And seeing this big hole still here after so many years, it's not a sight that's pleasant to see at all.
The CT initially promised repairs would be completed by December 2024 with a price tag of 200 million rand. But so far, only 17 million rand has been spent from a total budget of nearly 180 million rand. Lebohang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Meanwhile, the child protection organization Women and Men Against Child Abuse has welcomed the Randburg Magistrates Court's decision to deny Darren Wilkin and Tiona Moodley bail. The couple was arrested last month following a police operation that revealed an alleged global child sexual abuse network, over half a million rand in cash and drugs at Wilkin's Midrand home. More on this on our news website. Meanwhile, news from Africa, the heads of the 55 members of states across Africa have gathered in Ethiopia for the 38th Africa Union Summit. So President Cyril Ramaphosa and International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola are there. Anastasi Mokgobo has more.
Proceedings began with the election of commissioners, though there was some confusion over new AU reform rules. South Africa's Lerato Matabure, currently a Deputy Director General at the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, was elected as AU Commissioner for Infrastructure and Energy. Key issues on the agenda include the conflict in the Eastern DRC, Sudan's civil war, climate change, and the G20 summit. Anastasi Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
And I'm Marlene Fischer. Enjoy your weekend.
Guaranteed to keep your party going all night long. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.